coming up.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg today up to 28. Pretoria feel at a high of 30. Polokwane going up to 29 degrees.
Bedford View, a stationary vehicle N3 northbound after from Beeren Road, it's causing heavy traffic and queuing traffic in Bedford View. N12, R24 westbound towards the Galulis interchange.
In your sport, Bafana Bafana's next AFCON qualifier has been moved from Bloem to Gqeberha, and the Proteas dust themselves off and look ahead to facing Ireland.
We start with the looming electricity price hikes. The National Energy Regulator, or NERSA, has now published Eskom's controversial application to claw back money until 2028. It starts with what consumers have feared.
The proposed average price increases for Eskom direct customers being 36.15% from 1st April 2025 to 31st March 2026.
After that, a proposal for 11.81% in 2027 and another 9.1% increase in 2028. Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mukwena says Eskom's revenue application is based on the costs it will incur to provide electricity to customers.
This application allows for an improvement in the financial sustainability of Eskom through the migration to cost-reflective prices.
NERSA will now table these Eskom proposals for public consultation. To Midrand, where the Broadwalk Urban Village on Broadwalk Street caught fire last night.
No fatalities have been reported so far. All the injured patients have been taken to hospital.
Johannesburg Emergency Services spokesperson Lele Kamalu says even though most of the residents of the 130 units were evacuated on time, there were a number of injuries. The cause of the fire has not yet been determined. It was a busy night for Joburg Emergency. Spokesperson Robert Moloetsi also confirmed a tremor. It was felt about 25 minutes to 8 last night from Soweto in the south to Roodepoort in the west.
From our side as the city of Johannesburg, we've got all our specialized units on high alert so that we can be able to respond to any inquiries which we might receive throughout all our 7 regions of the city.
In New York, President Cyril Ramaphosa addressed the UN General Council last night and repeated his call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. He also called on Hamas to immediately release all the hostages taken during the attacks on Israel in October last year.
The only lasting solution is the establishment of a Palestinian state, a state that will exist side by side with Israel, with East Jerusalem as its capital. Our moral conscience further demands that we exert every effort to bring peace also to other countries.
Meanwhile, world leaders have now shifted their focus to the situation in Lebanon and called on Israel to refrain from a full-scale war. According to Lebanese authorities, Israeli strikes killed more than 550 people, including 50 children. And in Detroit in the US, a library had to close its doors after it was overrun by cockroaches. The bugs came out of a DVD case that was dropped anonymously in the return bin. But it was what it was clear is that that DVD hasn't been watched in years. I'm Gerda de Suzan in jou hoofnuus. NERSA het Eskom's omstrede tariefverhogings aansoek gepubliseer en dit gaan nou beskikbaar gemaak word vir openbare kommentaar.
Oh, we live in strange times, don't we? I'm not even going to tell you which series I started watching over the long weekend. I'll save that for after 8.
Oh.
Because it's that one. Okay, it's
right.
That one.
Mm.
And then, of course, on social media, following the Diddy saga, like stranger and stranger.
What the heck?
Can you make that stuff up? No!
No.
That to me is just... but I watched that with orcs in my ears because you're speaking about series.
So what annoys me at the moment is that every time there is a picture